Vayter in Shas. We are in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Vav. Picking up on the top of the page, four lines down, continuing on with a discussion that we had started yesterday, the very last Daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Rami Le Rav Amram, the Rav Sheishas. Tanai, we learned from the Mishnah. Hashpudin v'askila milabdin ba'or. We said the spit in the grills you get from a guy, you have to clean them, you have to kasha them through this white hot fire, libun. And v'hotanan gabi kodshim, but it was a switcheroo from v'hotanan v'hotanan. V'hotanan v'hotanan gabi kodshim hashpud v'askel amagilin b'chamin. But we learned in a Mishnah in kodshim that the spit in the grill that is used for karbanos, that Rashi should tell him basar kodesh, then what do we have to do? You have to put it in hot water. We know that certain karbanos you can only eat for certain amounts of time, and then what if you have the spit with the karbanos, with the kachim, when it was left over, you have the food, the time that's left in the spit, that is kachim, which is asur to eat. If someone eats that, that's going to be chayef kari, so you have to kasher it. How do you kasher it? They let them do hagala over there. Oh, why does hagala work? We say we need to do liban. Amar le'rav amram b'ri. Rav Sheshi said to Rav Amram, amram b'ri, amram b'ri, ma inyan kachim eitzel gyule yoz kacham, what shaykhas, man yishmital tzaysinai. What are you comparing these two things? Hacham hetera bala. Over here, by the case of the kachim, it's heter stuff that was bala over here. Hasa misura bala, over there was iser stuff that was bala. Oh, Rashi says, hilkach sagile bago, I have to do is hagala with the heter stuff, and the iser stuff, you have to get rid of the iser stuff, and therefore you have to do liban. Yamarava sof ki kapalit, but at the end of the day, when it spits out the stuff that's there, isura kapalit. Why? Because it's no sir, even though it was bala heter stuff, it spit out asir stuff, and therefore you should have to do liban. Ela amarava my hagala nami shtifa umarika. What is the Mishnah actually talking about when it says hagala? It means rinsing. Umarika is boiling water over it. You got to do both. You have to do liban and this. You have to do on this as well. Amalei Abaye mi dami hagala. Are they meaning hagala and that of the concept of shtifa marika similar? That the Mishnah refers to this thing as hagala. Like shtifa marika is not hagala. Marika shtifa bitzonin. The idea of marika of marika is like. Pardon, when I said hot water, I mean, marika is not hot water. Marika is when, in the English, it would be scouring. It's when you clean something with a very rough materials or detergents or things like that. So marika, shtifa, but so it's done with cold, and I go to the chamin. That's done with hot water, so I can compare them. Elam, rabaye, yagid, alav, reyu. One is giving light to the other, right? One friend was giving over to us, a pasuk in Eov. We've seen this in a few times in Shas. Each Mishnah is only saying some of the parts of what you need to do, and the other Mishnah is going to fill in the blanks of what you have to do. Rashi says, "V'nilmad Mishnah Michaverta, so kachim Mishnah Seinu, Mishnah Seinu, Michel kachim Tana Hachaliban." Tana said over here by Guy's Kli, they have to do Liban. Who I didn't Agala, but Liban itself is not going to work. You also have to do Agala. Tana Hasam Agala over there. It says Agala about the kachim and who I didn't Liban. You also have to do Liban. Amalei Rava, if it's really true. What you want to say that the Tana was really says you have to do Liban and Agala for both the guys Kalim and for that of Kachim. Each Mishnah is fixing other than listening to Lekula Bechada. Let the Tana teach both of these ideas, Hagala and Liban, in one Mishnah, and teach one of these things in the other Mishnah, and then say one you know friend will speak for the other. Rashi says, Yagid alav reyu, ibay lemis ninu, litavayu, liban of hagala bechada. Put it in one. O be mishna sein, o be kachim. Either our mishna or be kachim. Behadilis nu chada be idach. And they teach in another. Vitigma chaver termina. Mahasim ha beloha lesa. Hachanami ha beloha lesa. You need to have both. Why are you writing like that? It must be that's not a good answer over here. So rather he says, El amarava kachim hainu tamayu. Really, liban you don't need for kachim. And what's the reason? Because of nachman rabba ravo. You ask guy, but there's also stuff in there because of no sign like the following. That the using the kli each and every day ends up doing it's like a Haggadah for its friend. Because it's used every day, anything it gets that gets absorbed into it is going to get knocked out by using it the next time before it actually ends up getting tame. Rashi says, "Shem vashlim bahen ve'ino maspik lios nosar." It's the end of bishul with them, and they don't become nosar. Shetachzer apolto b'tav shelacha until it's getting spit out. It'll come on parchi hachi hagol enami lo lebay. They're going to say the thing you have to hagol either ways. Says the Gemara, okay, tinach shlamim. Okay, I understand this when it comes to shlamim. The kevin de l'shnei yamim misachli, since they're eaten for 2 days, the mikve de nehevei nosar kahavigil. But before it gets to the state of nosar, it ends up having this idea of a gala by cooking with something else. Rosh Hashanah, the next day you cook, the stuff from the day before gets thrown out. And the chatas, when it comes to chatas, kevin de liyom v'layla misachli, it's only eaten for a day and a night. Kimavashli ba idna chatas hami nosar. When you end up going out and cooking on it the next day, it's already nosar. Ki hadim vashem b'lemachar or shlamim v'chatas. When he cooks tomorrow in the pot, the shlamim v'chatas kapolik nosar d'chatas. Da'idna the nosar d'chatas is going to pop out. The chatas shlamim d'lemachar into the chatas shlamim that are being cooked. The next day it's going to be osar. Amri, and for the guard, good question. But lo tzricha. They said lo tzricha d'chim vashem b'chatas ha'idna. Hadam vashabah idna shlamim, the chatas de lamachar, ushlamim de esma bahad adadi kos shlum zimnayu, hadam vashashladim de lamachar. When did they come and say that this situation is this din, that a gala is enough, is even when it was used to cook chatas? Since the procedure that he does is like this, he cooks the chatas in the pot now, he follows by cooking a shlamim at the same time, so that the chatas that will be cooked tomorrow, the second day, and the shlamim cooked on the previous day, the first day, will reach their time at the same time. And afterwards, he cooks the shlamim on the following day, the second day, to get rid of that, of the chatas. Then you don't have to do agala either. So we're okay, kasha. That's a good kasha. You're right. We takah shouldn't have to do it. Good question. Rav Papa Amar, hi karid, hi lo karid. The blias in a kli used by a guy hardens throughout the kli, but this of kachem does not harden in the kli. Why? Because it's constantly being used, and therefore it's more makel over there. Rav Ashi Amar liolam. He says, no. The other Kedarmina Mekarns, like we said originally. Hacha Terabala, the Kachim, it's Heter. Hacha Surabala, and that's also. It's Kakash, it's over the inner of the Kapali, the Surabala, when he spits out, it's spilling out Nasser Tasser. But it's Kapali, it's low Isili, Surabane. But when he's spitting it out, it's not the Isabane. So it's not the Isabane. It's not a problem. And Hagala is enough, only because it started off as Heter stuff. It was started as this stuff, different story though. Okay, v'yad kama milabnon. To what extent does one, use this fire that you have to get rid of with fire? I'm Rabbi Bani, ad shetashir klipasan, until the outer layer is removed. Let's say that again. How much liban has to be done that it's considered now that it's actually liban? The answer is, that's what we say now, that's when you're getting rid of that first layer. The case in Magilan, how does one do Haggalah? Amaravuna, Yorik Ketana, Mitzach Yorik Gedola, you put the one that's not kosher into a bigger pot, and therefore you do Haggalah. Yorik Gedola Mai, what about if you have a hot one that doesn't fit, a big pot, that doesn't fit into another pot, what are you going to do then? Tashima de hahu du da de have a beirava kaviyawawa adarlay. So the Gemara says, come in here from a story that happened with a huge pot that was in the house of Rav Akavia, and they needed to do agala. So what did they do? Adarlay, he surrounded it. Beep, turn the page. I involve Omabez. The final countdown. Gedafta Dalisha Apuma. So what did he do? He put a rim of dough at the mouth, right? He put the whole thing around the rim. And he filled it up. He filled it up with water. And he boiled it. Filled up and boiled it. Who would be so smart to do agala, in such a way? Right? If not, Ilav Ravakavya de Gavir Abahu. Who would be so smart to do such a thing? If not Ravakavya, he's a great, great person. Kasavar Kibola Kachbolto. He holds, he's of the opinion that Kibolo, that the way something got absorbed, Kachbolto is the way that it spits it out as well. Not Bolo so just like over there. Just like the usher stuff was absorbed through the splattering of the food, nitzotos, spritzing of the food, little sparks of food. Apolto b'nitzotos, so too, it's knocked out with the sparks of boiling water that are shot at it. Okay, next part, last part of the Mishnah, hasakin shafa v'hi tahora. When we're dealing with the knife, you got to polish it, and then it will be pure. How do you polish it? You scrape it. You scrape it off, and then it ends up being that it is pure. Amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Says Rav Ukva Bar Chama. You stab it into the ground 10 times. You do 10 times. You scrape it, and then you got to stab it into the ground. Rashi says, Afal pi sheshafa, you have to do niyutz. Amar Avuna Rabbi Rav Yeshua, v'karka shein avud, it's got to be ground that wasn't worked. In other words, it's got to be rough, hard, intense ground. Amar Rav Kahana, v'sakin yafa shein bagumos, and this is only going to work if you have an unblemished knife that doesn't have any like holes in it. Rashi says, ba'ovi rachva shelo tehei shamnunis baguma, you got some like fat that's stuck in there. Because when you get stuck in that area, it's not gonna help. Tanya Rechav Brisa supports this. Brisa says, "Well, sakin yafa she'ein balgumos no atzah asar pamim bekaka." You stab it in the ground 10 times. Amar Avuna Rabbi Yeshua lechol batzonin. This can be used to eat cold food. It's used at night. Fresh is over dover oseach also lachtoch ba achagileno. It's also eat with hot stuff until you do agalin. It peroskim with hot stuff. With boiling, with kli rishon, kederinim v'chol show, we see pesach and lamed beis la'inyan chametz v'pesach, chametz v'pesach. So we see this is like basically in cleanse a knife. Ki hadamar Yehuda bati bartuve, like it was the case of Mar Yehuda and bati bartuve. The havi yasvi kamei the shavur malka, they sit in front of shavur malka shapur. Right, this it was the king of Kachav Mashes of Kachav. He was a guy, Isil kamei esroga, and they brought an esrog in front of them. Pasuk v'acho, and he sliced off a piece and he ate it. Pasuk v'havle lebati bartuvi, he sliced off another piece and he gave it to bartuvi. Hadur datze asara zimni ba'ara, King Shapur then put the knife into the ground to get rid of this non-kosher stuff. And pasuk havle mar lamar Yehuda, and then he sliced off a piece and he gave it off to Mar Yehuda. He cut off and he gave to him after he did the niyutz. Amalei bati bartuvi, bati bartuvi said to him, "Who gave a labar Yisrael? Who? And what about this person? Not Jewish? And he's talking about himself. Like, what is it? Why didn't you cash in there for me?" Amalei mar kimle begavai. He says that. Says Rashi that mar kimle begavai. Rabbi Yehuda makir aniba. I know about him. Shu parush velo yochal davar iser. I know he's a person who's careful and he wouldn't eat something which is actually aser v'al becha. And he muchzak shtei parush kokach. I didn't know that you actually cared. Umar lo kimle begavai. But you, I don't know. Yigdami amar le idkar mayavarta beurta. Others say that he told him, "Remember what you did last night." What would the Persians do, says Rashi? Derech persiyam limsor nashim lachsanayim. They would give their guests women. They would send women to them, to their, you know, their rooms. So kishashigran lahem belelio sha'avar, when they sent it to the night before, kibol bati. He says, "You accepted the women." Rabbi Yehuda lo kibol. Yehuda was not mekabel that. And therefore, you know, obviously he's careful and you're clearly not. So don't tell me that you can't have a tekachos. Haja alacha socha suppose. Sleek Allah mesechas avodah zarah. Hayin lalalai. Oh! Oh, and the hey, Mazel Tov is finishing the Sechas of Avodah Zarah. What a simcha! You know, we said Hajan Alach to this particular Dav, Hajan Alach, Hazochas Apol. So let's quickly be Mekayim. Our Hajan Alach is Tamach Beis Amar Aleph. So I thought by saying Hazochas Apol, Lasso Simol Biyai Nesach Scharo Aser Scharo Aser Scharo. Okay, we are Yotze. Mazel tov, my friends, for finishing Meseches Avodah Zarah. Looking forward, Bez Hashem, to start of Meseches Horios. Ah, what a simcha. Simcha gedola lios b'mitzvah tamid. We should be zocha to be constantly in mitzvahs. Mazel tov, looking forward to being heard in the next Mesechta.